is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always won.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the stories behind the stories. The facts, the opinion, the essence of what's going on, a lot of things going on in the world every day. Such an exciting world we live in. And the people who get stuck on the same information, the same issues, I find boring. I don't like going down the same street that everybody else does. But every once in a while, you find in the stories, obviously, stories about people, right? And what people do, the events in people's lives, that's what gets people all the gallery of information, what gets people all charged up. So is there a more polarizing name than George Zimmerman?
Anybody? I mean, there might be, but it's pretty polarizing.
Barack Obama might be a name that George Bush, those sorts of things. Well, Mr. Zimmerman is in the news again.
He was interviewed
in a Spanish language program on Univision that aired over the weekend. He suggested that President Obama helped to inject racism into the shooting of Trayvon Martin.
Well, he's right there.
Win votes for himself during the re-election. And yes, I believe he is right when it comes to that.
I'm thinking we don't agree on a lot anymore, but, you know,
I think that's probably you and Zimmerman.
Yeah, George and I. Mm-hmm.
Right. You may remember Zimmerman was found not guilty of murdering Mr. Martin. Zimmerman testified that that Martin knocked him down and then banged his head on the concrete. And
President Obama said something like, that could be my son. I think that was
right.
The key when you have a president commenting on something that was sort of a local event, even though it caught national
attention. Well, that's the question here would be, is it up to the president to comment on things like that? He is the president, after all. What does that entitle him to do? Is he entitled to?
I think it was just interesting that this would be one case that he actually commented on. I don't think he's commented on many other things that are like.
He said Kanye West was a jackass. I remember that.
He did. Right? That was more pop culture.
With the Zimmerman case, he was asked about it at one of the press get-togethers. Yeah. He was asked to comment on it.
But he didn't go out of his way to comment until he was asked. All right.
Right.
And anyway, well, let's see here. Zimmerman said in the interview that he had unfair media coverage, never mind the president causing him problems, but the news media took it and ran with it. It was racially sensitive to begin with. He didn't get a fair trial because CNN and all the other news outlets gave him a job. They jobbed him. He was not treated fairly. And so because of that, he now owes his lawyers $2.5 million. What kind of a fool, if you really ever expect to get paid, is going to take a case from a guy like George Zimmerman who doesn't have any money and run up the bill to $2.5 million?
With the publicity.
Well, yeah. So then they've been paid. That's the way I'd do. I'd declare bankruptcy if I were him and say, okay, you guys, you get paid in publicity.
Yeah, he got a lot of press out of it, that lawyer. And he did a good job, obviously.
Yeah he did. He got him off. He says he has no regrets about pulling the trigger. What the headline's going to be.
Yeah, and that's not the smartest thing to say.
No, not at all.
No. Well, he's not very smart. We've already figured that out. He's not very bright at all. He says, in my mind, all of these things are between God and me. I know.
He's right about that.
Yep, right, exactly. So then why is everybody else on it? You can't be tried again. But is it the same thing as with O.J.? O.J. was found not guilty. But he was tried in the news media, and for anything and everything else that he ever did, for example, the holdup in Las Vegas and all the time he got in jail, if it had been anybody else, he wouldn't have gotten that much time in jail. Most people who've studied this case say that he got treated outrageously. Well, he got treated outrageously because people were looking for a way to get him because most everybody agreed, whether it's right or not, that he killed his wife and that other guy. What was his name? Ron Goldman, right?
Yeah. Do you think that George Zimmerman got addicted to the cameras after being the subject of so much media attention? Is that why he's not going away?
Well, he says he has post-traumatic stress disorder, because of all the media coverage.
He might. That's possible. I mean, that, think about it. You have you go from being a private citizen to being this the most hated. I mean, he was probably one of the most hated men in the country.
Where do you go? Where do you hide? The rest of your life, you can't. Mm-hmm. He needs to be over in Russia with Snowden.
With Snowden.
Right.
He's all over CNN. They have some exclusive interview, and it's and every 10 minutes they're putting clips of it on there.
Well, they got him after he did the Univision interview. Yeah. And he, by the way, but he blames, it's interesting, he blames CNN for most of his trouble, but when they come in front of him with a camera and a microphone, okay.
Well, I think he's trying to make money to pay off all the lawyers.
Are they paying him for this interview?
I don't know.
Is this an Oprah thing? Oprah. Some of these people, that's another issue right then and there. The issue of whether or not people who do interviews on shows like this ought to be paid for their time.
Well, there's a difference between CNN and Oprah.
Well,
I don't mind if Oprah pays.
There are a number of people who don't see it that way, Richie.
Not much of a difference anymore.
There isn't that much difference anymore anyway. No, there isn't. But they don't see it that. They see all of this as news. No matter what it is, it's all news. On TV, one-on-one, news. And, by the way, if Oprah got something out of him or anybody else she interviewed that was a comment that hadn't been heard before, you don't think that would make the news? Heard on today's Oprah program, whatever it is. That's the way this stuff is played these days. So, anyway, that was interesting that Zimmerman is back in the hot seat. 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Rich or Ken or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day. There's a great, not a good, but a great opportunity right now for those of you who've heard me talk about the value of Heart Factors Plus over the past 4, 5, 6 months, how it boosts your nitric oxide level, improves your cardiovascular health, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. And I've advised that if you're in your 40s and you've got healthy blood pressure, you ought to get on Heart Factors Plus and stay on it because it'll keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. And the number of times your heart beats a minute, it'll keep that to where it's supposed to be as well. Well, the folks at Chamonix, who also produce PT9, which is a peak prostate product. How do you like that, Richie? Pretty good, huh? A peak prostate product. PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate, and as it's fed well, it stays healthy. The annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, get up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom 2 or 3 times, wake up your spouse, she gets annoyed, doesn't get a good night's sleep. So when you're taking PT9, you get less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day long. And now, the better part of this is to dial 800-811-3790 and order PT9, a regular supply, and with it, you're going to get a full supply, 3 bottles of Heart Factors Plus that comes along free. PT9 and Heart Factors Plus, 800-811-3790. Call now for the opportunity to have this these 2 great products for the price of one, 800-811-3790. Good for men in their 40s and 50s and beyond. It's the perfect product. So call now. Get a regular order of PT9 and get a like order of Heart Factors Plus, 2 for the price of 1, 800-811-3790.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with a PH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Don't wait. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store before it's too late.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
All right, you're going to love this one. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, all of us are radio brats. This is the story of Steve Harper and Leanna Carlson, who are on a radio station in Long Island, who are apologizing all over social media, Kenny. We're very sorry. They say we perpetrated this falsehood. Well, what is the falsehood that created the ruckus? The short version, they posted a made-up note from the parent of a 7-year-old explaining that the child wouldn't be allowed to attend a birthday party of a child whose parents were gay. The note looked quite real. The bit was elaborate. It was on their Friday morning program. They wanted to start, quote, a healthy discourse on a highly passionate topic. The discourse is now about them and their judgment. A fellow that owns the radio station said, quote, this unfortunate incident does not reflect on the values of our company, and that as soon as we heard what happened, we apologized. The morning team were not known for pulling stunts like this and have not been against gay rights, but their story was picked up over the weekend, and it's all over the place now, and so this has been a big flare-up. The guy that owns the radio station trying to do the right thing, there was a press release that came out, including a quote. It said, quote, we applaud the quick and decisive actions from the management team. I look forward to continuing this discussion with the morning team. This is from the fellow who's the chairman of the Long Island Gay and Lesbian Alliance. So damage done because they wanted to have a discussion about the gay lifestyle and they created something that wasn't true. Guilty? Of bad, what are they guilty of?
Happens all the time.
It does.
Bad judgment.
Happens all the time.
So they get fired or not?
I don't know.
No.
Let people decide if they want to listen anymore.
Well, they'll decide by, but see, every company is also, they're also, they're wishy-washy.
Yeah.
All worried about everything.
Go out and do something spectacular, but don't get us in trouble.
Yeah, right. Look, remember the trouble I was getting. They told them to be as controversial as possible. Okay, I'm controversial. You're fired. Doesn't seem right, does it? 21 after the hour, and good day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Tchaikovsky, classical music, Chopin, you name it, Byron Janis has performed the music, and now he joins us on Good Day. Byron has been a friend for a number of years. I was introduced to Byron and his lovely wife a number of years ago by my friend Uri Geller. He has been on the circuit, if you will, the international scene, playing professionally since the 1950s. And he is still performing. He is a man of many stories, many great stories. And so I thought we'd have a few of those. Also, the essence of some of his music as well. Byron, welcome to Good Day again.
Thank you.
So at 86, you've been playing the piano professionally for how long?
For about 80 years.
80 years.
Yes. 81 years. I thought when I was five.
When you were five, you started playing. Did you play by yourself? Did your mother say, you know, Byron, you really ought to learn how to play the piano or see if you're interested? Or did you have a piano in your house and you just sat down at it and decided you wanted to learn how to play?
Actually, what happened was I was given a xylophone as a Christmas present from one of my uncles, and his kindergarten teacher said, bring your favorite toys to school. So I brought the xylophone. And she'd play something on the piano, and I imitated it on the xylophone by ear. And then she picked me up, put me on a piano bench, and she said, can you do that on the piano? I said, I don't know. So, and I did. And the next thing I knew, they were in my home telling my mother I had to start playing an instrument.
So did you have a piano in your home, or did the family have to get you one?
Well, we had a little one. I have a sister who was studying piano. So we had a little piano at home, yes.
All right. So the piano at home becomes your new best friend, at the age of 5 or 6 or whatever. And so when do you actually start playing so that people want to hear you?
Well, I played on the radio when I was about 6, I think.
You did?
Yes.
Would you describe yourself as a child prodigy?
I guess they were describing me as such.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, I didn't have the problem that a lot of child prodigies have. Neither of my parents forced me to do anything. And never, they were not stage mothers or whatever. And so I just did it all on my own.
So when you first started to play, did you know how to read music or did you hear it?
No.
How did you learn?
I learned that my first teacher was a Russian man, and he had a very strange notation. He put the letter A for A on the piano, and depending upon how many lines were above it, which A it would be. So I learned this kind of hieroglyphics of piano playing, of notes, reading notes, and then finally he changed it over to real notes. But I started with that.
Wow. Yeah. What a great... The stories here, the story of Byron Janis, replete with all kinds of things, including an accident. And Byron's going to tell us that story in a moment. When he was 11, he had a problem with one of his fingers, but yet he still continued to play 80 years professionally. Pianist Byron Janis is with us on Good Day.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a world wide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Don't wait. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store before it's too late.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, having a conversation with professional pianist Byron Janis, who not only has done wonders on the piano, but he has a very interesting life and connection to what some people refer to as the paranormal. His website is byronjanis.com, byronjanis.com. A generation of pianists who have done extraordinarily well. He survives when many of them who started at the same time he did not. So he's told us he started at the age of 5, and he did it on his own. His parents weren't pushing him into it. Performed professionally for the first time when he was 6. And at the age of 11, an accident. So what happened to you when you were 11?
I was having a little fight with my sister, and she was running after me in the apartment, and I put my hand, my left hand, through a French door. You know, they have these panes of glass.
Mm.
And I stuck it right through that, and I removed it, and it was severely cut. I could see the bone. It was horrible, and I was bleeding all over the place. And so I was rushed to the hospital, and they operated on it and cut the nerve and cut the tendon. And since 11, that finger is totally numb. I don't feel it at all.
You don't feel it, but can you use it?
I use it.
Yeah, you have to use it, right? Yeah.
I don't know quite where it's going all the time, but I learned that. I use all kinds of... I know the doctor said, well, you'll never play again, but you've got to, you know, you learn to do something else and so forth. And I just didn't listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to keep going when you're at it. And you love it, and you want it, you just keep going. By the way, Byron Janis is the author of Chopin and Beyond, My Extraordinary Life in Music and the Paranormal, which was co-written by his wife Maria Cooper Janis, who's the daughter of Veronica and Gary Cooper. Interesting stories there as well. Let's go back to your studies and the people that you became friends with, familiar with, some of the people. As a young person, we've gotten you to the age of 11, so let's get you to the teenage years. And who was teaching you? Were you picking it up on your own? or did you have teachers that were very inspiring?
Well, no, I came to New York. I played for a very great pianist named Joseph Levine and his wife, Rosina, who was a very famous teacher, she was. Anyway, they brought me to New York to study with them, and I would work with him 1 week, work with her another week. I learned a great lesson. They had a big fight once about something to do with something I was doing in Russian, which I didn't understand, but it was a rather strong fight. And then it came back, and so I started playing again. And I realized a very important thing at that point, which was there is more than one way of doing something.
Mm-hmm. Including that, playing the piano. Yes.
That was a great lesson, and that, of course, is so true. So we have so many different artists.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has his own interpretation.
And you were chosen as the first American artist to tour in the Soviet Union. That was after you debuted at Carnegie Hall or before?
Yeah, no, that was after. My debut at Carnegie was in 1949. I was born in 1948. And I went to Russia in 1960 as the first American in the cultural exchange between our two countries, which just was started at that point. And it was very funny. It wasn't funny. I came out on the stage in Moscow, and instead of getting applause, I got shouts of U2.
The U2 plane that had just come down, and as an American, you represented all of the bad stuff, and the Russians had embarrassed us because we embarrassed ourselves. That was the story, right?
Well, yes, but the U2 was our spy plane.
Right.
That we said didn't exist.
Right, yeah.
And it was shot down. And so the hostility towards Americans was very strong at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, I had a great, great success, really. And people were crying and all that. And I said to myself, they're not only crying because they like the music, but they're crying, I think, because they're happy to see that the enemy is a human being.
Yeah. Well, the enemy, when it takes a personal, that's part of what you've learned and part of the story here. When you apply philosophy to a personality, I mean, you saw it in the space program when we were at it, we were at each other's throats, supposedly the Russians and the Americans, and yet when we had a joint effort to put a American and a Russian in two different space pods together and they trained together, they became best friends. And that's what happens under these circumstances.
That's exactly. Yeah. Exactly, and I had a tour of about 5 different cities in the country, and it was the same everywhere. They're such a wonderful public because they love music.
Yeah, of course they do. Everybody loves music, and how can you not love the music that you have performed so beautifully over these 80 years? In a moment, we're going to continue our conversation with Byron Janis, talking about some of the colorful anecdotes of some of those who have played with him. His connection to the paranormal and to Uri Geller and what it is that has kept Byron Janis going through to his 86th year. This is Good Day at 20 minutes before the hour.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature, I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Torabi, consumer finance experts. We all make New Year's resolutions. Keeping them is the hardest part. Lose weight, save money, exercise more, all are good goals, but often it's hard to stick with the program. Make this year different by considering options to help you stay on track with your resolutions, particularly your financial resolutions. Farnoosh Torabi, consumer finance expert.
Staying on top of finances isn't always easy, but the right discipline and encouragement can help you stick with your New Year's resolution to manage money more effectively. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, customers earn $25 per quarter for paying more than their monthly minimum and paying on time. The cash is automatically credited to your card balance, so you can use it to offset future costs. For consumers to pay off their balances over time, a reward of up to $120 a year might be enough to make a financial New Year's resolution pay off.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
The music of Byron Janis, an extraordinary man with an extraordinary story, and the work he's done for years on the piano. Although you had to take some time off in the 70s and the 80s because you got arthritis. How did you cure that?
How did you overcome?
You became the spokesperson for the Arthritis Foundation in the 80s to tell your story of what had happened the 10 years before that. But as a concert pianist and performer, you must have lost your ability to play.
Yes. Again, I had the same story from the doctors. You will probably never play because from 1973, the arthritis came and eventually affected all of my fingers and my wrists. The last joint on the fingers would not bend, and pain and all sorts of things. And so again, I didn't listen, you know. I kept playing. I did play for 12 years without saying that I had arthritis. Had I lowered my standards, I would have stopped in very shortly. But I managed to keep them most of the time. And nobody knew I had it. And I felt pretty good about that I could do that. And then when I did announce it, it was done by Nancy Reagan at the White House at a luncheon, and I had this arthritis, nobody knew it. And it was terrifying for me to admit that I had it, because I sort of, this denial thing, I just didn't have it as far as I was concerned. And I played with it all those years, and always, you know, I have it, of course, now, it's worse, but I can still play.
Let's, because of your, I want to squeeze this in, that we're talking about some of the anecdotes from the book Chopin and Beyond, My Extraordinary Life in Music and the Paranormal, written by Byron Janis and his wife, Maria. One of the stories you tell involves being invited to dinner at Uri Geller's house. Tell us that. And I have explained before you went on the air, your connection to Uri goes back to when he first came to America and you befriended him. So the two of you have been friends. Were you somebody who was interested in the paranormal before you met Uri? I know you are certainly now and have been for many decades, but were you interested in it before?
Well, things happened to me before I met Uri. And when I did meet him, I he said, let me show you what I do. And he bent the spoon and so forth. And I said, oh, I understand. You don't want, I don't initiate anymore. He said, what do you mean? You know, why do you say that? I said, because I know from the age of 11, I knew what mind over matter meant. And it's quite true. All my life was mind over matter. Otherwise, I never would have been able to play or do anything. So, and you asked me what exactly? Hello?
So, well, what I'm interested in is how Uri affected you when it came to some of the things like the arthritis. Were there things that he taught you or that you learned because you were in so much pain? I know that there was something about him touching the death mask of Chopin crying and what actually happened when he touched that mask.
Yes, well, I realized when I was very young, I asked my mother to get me a book on Chopin. I wanted to know more about him, not only musically, but as a man. And I had this great, I can't explain it, but some kind of identification with him. And incredible things happened to me with him. At first, I found two royalties in France of his that were never published. And I found 6 years later exactly the same two losses at Yale University. And that became a front page story in the New York Times. Because, you know, find Chopin, but find it twice in the same two losses was kind of extraordinary. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I know because we've become friends through Uri, whatever sometimes comes through his mind, the channel is extraordinary. But you have your own extraordinary story, and that's why I wanted you to be here as a performer. You've been written into the congressional record, both the Senate and the House, honoring you as an inspiration. That you certainly are and continue to be as you perform still in a very public way. And then telling the stories about how you've been affected by the paranormal is part of this book. Again, it's called Chopin and Beyond, My Extraordinary Life in Music and the Paranormal, written by Byron Janis and his wife Maria, something that you ought to check. You get at Amazon or wherever books are sold. And the music, you can get Byron's music at ByronJanis.com or also at Amazon.com. Byron, thanks for being here. Congratulations and continued success.
Get ready for spring with your free gift of Lancome top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your favorites in skincare and makeup along with a cosmetics bag. All valued at $112 with any $35 minimum Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and receive additional top sellers in eyeshadow shades, Bifacil makeup remover, and your choice of eye cream. Qualify with Genifique Youth Activating Serum, your first step day and night for radiant skin. Visit your Lancome counter today for your free spring gift. Only at Macy's.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at StaplesEasyRebates.com. Terms, conditions, apply. See cards for details.
We'll be right back.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
President's Day 2014, a holiday for some, but not everyone. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. So, is this a three-day weekend for you? Some of you are nodding yes, some of you are shaking your head no, and some of you are sleeping late and not listening to me at all. This is President's Day. Here's the fact sheet. It is a federal holiday, officially celebrating the birthday of President George Washington, who was actually born on February 22nd. The holiday was created by Congress in 1879 to honor Washington and originally celebrated on the date of his birth. But in 1968, the Monday holiday law changed the day of the observance to the third Monday in February. That's today, and we now call it President's Day. Hope you were taking notes. What's open, what's not? Post offices, along with federal, state, and municipal offices are closed. Most schools are closed today. In fact, many schools are off for the entire week, but some are open to make up for lost snow days. And in parts of the country, there have been plenty of those. It's a day off on Wall Street. The stock market is closed, but some banks are open. As for retail, yes, shopping and stores are open today, a day when we traditionally enjoy sales on everything from mattresses to tires. And back to the father of our country, George Washington's home, Mount Vernon, is offering free admission today. The folks there say they normally see more than 10,000 people visit on President's Day each year, but they're expecting fewer visitors this year. Why? Many nearby school systems are holding classes to make up for those lost snow days. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, as we mentioned, the markets are closed today for President's Day. Last Friday, the Dow finished the week with a triple-digit gain, up 126 points to 16,154. S&P up nearly 9 points. NASDAQ gained 3 points. The FBI is talking with police in Pennsylvania about a woman who says she killed more than 20 people. 19-year-old Miranda Barber has been charged with murdering a man she lured through a Craigslist ad. But in an interview with the Sunbury Daily Item newspaper in Pennsylvania, Barber says she killed at least 22 people in different parts of the country before she stopped counting. Winter Olympics in Sochi. Fanfare, please. That's enough. Among the events scheduled for today, ice dancing continues with the free dance program. Americans Merrill Davis and Charlie White are the leaders following the short dance portion of that event. The U.S. women's hockey team back in action today as well, facing Sweden in the semifinals. Medal count entering today's events. The Netherlands lead the way with 17. The U.S. and Russia tied for second with 16 medals apiece. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Well, where can we go where we can't be found?
Maybe we could go underwater.
What if we went underwater?
Great idea, babe.
Thank you, Batman. Your ideas are the best.
But hey, I just said that.
In its second weekend, the animated hit The Lego Movie with nearly $49 million, number one again. Another quick sports note in case you're interested, that Run and Chuck Festival known as the NBA All-Star Game, the East beat the West in New Orleans last night, 163-155, highest scoring game in All-Star history. Finally, back to President's Day. The students at the Sacred Heart School in Lyndhurst, New Jersey spent much of last week learning all about the presidents of the United States. In fact, Miss Siegel's second grade class could be heard singing about the presidents.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison,
yes, they know them all, and the youngsters also know quite a bit about the presidents and currency. Go ahead, kids.
Abraham Lincoln is on the $5 bill.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, what's he on?
The $100 bill.
On that one, I'll have to take your word for it. Not sure if I've ever seen a $100 bill, much less had one. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.